So my name is Chris Flanders. I'm the service line leader and medical director for the Mission Emergency Department.
How long have you worked in emergency medicine?
So I've been in emergency medicine approaching 20 years, including residency, and I've been in Western North Carolina for 15 years.
Have you seen what comes through the emergency department just anecdotally change since you've been here?
So in our business, many things have changed, but many things remain the same. So first things that remain the same, we see seasonal spikes in volume in this region, typically in the summer when we have lots of tourism, and then again in the winter when we have cold weather, which makes people more susceptible to viruses and respiratory illness. That's probably been a consistent theme the entire time I've been in Western North Carolina. It hasn't really changed. People like coming here in the summer and enjoying the outdoors and all we have to offer. Things that have changed, I mean, certainly population's increasing. The volumes have been steadily going up over the last 15 years. That's probably the biggest change. Really, the quality of the work and the essence of the work we do has stayed the same.
We're known as Beer City, Hiking City, so I want to touch on alcohol. That's something that is that you see fairly often in the emergency department.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this pretty much is true for any emergency department in this country and probably across the world. Many injuries have an alcohol-related component. Many car accidents have an alcohol-related component. You see alcohol even in many domestic violence situations. So alcohol decreases people's judgment. They do things like jump off waterfalls in our area. Sometimes that will decrease someone's judgment and they'll get into a fight. These kind of things typically land you in our ER, one of the other local ERs. Alcohol decreases your sense of balance, so it makes you more predisposed to have a fall. And of course, everyone knows that alcohol and driving do not mix, and alcohol is frequently a component in car accidents.
Mm-hmm. We've got a ton of breweries. Any impact on that?
Good question. I can't say that I've really seen any change in alcohol-related visits with the increase of breweries. So I'm not sure it's the folks going to the breweries for a beer that are really causing the issues. So no real change that I've been able to tell. Don't have any data to back that up, though.
Anything else that stands out?
Well, so, you know, in the summer, we always have a lot more orthopedic injuries. That's when people are outside. So whenever you mix humans and gravity, you're going to have problems. And so particularly the people hiking, people biking. We see plenty of mountain bike accidents, even road biking accidents. Some of the extreme sports races that happen, we'll usually see a few folks with some injuries from those. You also get injuries just from falls at you know, your regular kind of tourist place. Downtown, there's curbs, and you have curbs and maybe someone that can't see as well because they're a little older or trying to navigate the stairs at the Biltmore House or something. Falls happen, and so when there's more people out and about, just by the nature of things, you see more falls here. And so the other thing in the summer is we have a lot of summer camps that kids come to. And so kids outside equals usually some scrapes and bumps and some cuts and a few broken bones and all that kind of stuff. So we see a lot of that kind of cases in the emergency department in the summer.
There is a growing young sort of homeless population coming.
Yeah, so we, you know, Mission Hospital works very closely with local law enforcement and all the community services. So even though we don't see a lot of this population in the ER necessarily, we're very aware that there's a large young transient population that now comes to Asheville in the summers. This is a little different. You know, Asheville, like most towns, has always had homeless people, but it's tended to be folks with chronic mental illness or chronic financial problems. This is a whole other set of folks that are young, mostly physically capable. They go from town to town, sometimes hop trains, and there tends to be a fair amount of drug use in this population. So probably not the greatest news for Asheville, but this is what we're seeing, and this is what's happening. People in Asheville are happy. We like living here, and I think we are a happy, friendly, outgoing city, and I think that draws both the good and the bad.
Anything else about your practice or anything that you'd want the public to know about?
The first thing is we're here if you need us. And we are absolutely happy to see you. We're very proud of our emergency department. We still are the level two trauma center of the region. So for the very sick, we get you taken care of. We save your life. We get you what you need quickly. And for everything above and beyond that, we're here for you.